Hello, everyone. This is Tom Nesbitt of WTTF. We're here with Dr. Zachary West. Zachary, welcome to WTTF.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back again.
So what is osteopathic manipulative medicine?
Osteopathic manipulative medicine is a hands-on approach used by doctors of osteopathic medicine, or DOs, to diagnose, treat, and prevent illness and injury. It was founded by Dr. Andrew Taylor Still in 1874. It focuses on a whole-person, holistic approach to the practice of medicine. There are actually four core tenets to osteopathic medicine. The first is that the body is a unit, and the person is a unit of body, mind, and spirit. The second is that the body is capable of self-regulation, self-healing, and health maintenance. The third is that structure and function are reciprocally interrelated. And number four is rational treatment is based upon an understanding of these basic principles.
What are the similarities between an MD and a DO?
Yeah, so a DO is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. An MD is a doctor of medicine, or what we consider allopathic medicine. Both are licensed to practice medicine and surgery in all 50 states. Both complete 4 years of basic medical education. They complete training and internships, residency and fellowships. They must both pass state licensing exams. They both can practice in any specialty, and they both can prescribe medication. MDs follow a traditional biomedical model and really focus on the diagnosis and treatment of disease using medications and procedures. DOs offer the same scientific and clinical training, but emphasize an osteopathic philosophy, as I discussed earlier. DO students actually receive an additional 200-plus hours in specific training of the musculoskeletal system and osteopathic manipulative treatment, or OMT.
We're here with Dr. Zachary West of the Ohio Institute of Osteopathic Medicine. Dr. West, what is osteopathic neuromusculoskeletal medicine?
The OMT, we have seen a continued decline in the use of osteopathic manipulative treatment. I brought some statistics to share with your listeners. In 2001, 50% of respondents used OMT on less than 5% of their patients, 25% of respondents did not use OMT on any patients, and 6.1% of DOs used OMT on 76 to 100% of their patients. By 2021, 77.7% respondents used OMT on less than 5% of their patients, 57% did not use OMT on any other patients, and 3.5% of DOs had used OMT on 76 to 100% of their patients. What we've seen is that a number of DOs who do not use OMT on any degree has more than doubled since 2001, and the number of DOs who use OMT on 76 to 100% of their patients had decreased by 42% in that same time frame. That numbers are from the Journal of Osteopathic Medicine in a study from 2021. Osteopathic neuromusculoskeletal medicine is actually a unique program specifically dedicated to the study of neuromusculoskeletal disorders and the practice of osteopathic manipulative medicine and OMT. There's about 25 to 30 accredited programs in the entire United States. It is a 12-month program of specific study to that practice, and they do retain a separate board certification. I actually happened to attend a program that was in Maine, and am board certified both in internal medicine and osteopathic neuromusculoskeletal medicine.
For those who want more information on OMT or the Ohio Institute of Osteopathic Medicine, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, so our website is www.oiom.org.
All right, thank you. That was Dr. Zachary West of the Ohio Institute of Osteopathic Medicine. Again, Dr. West, thank you for joining us.
Thank you again.
We are keeping you in tune with Seneca County on 1600 AM, 93.3 FM, WTTF.